Welcome to the In Case You Missed It edition of Talking Tech, where we play back some of our favorite moments from this week's editions of the Talking Tech podcast. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Now, this week we begin with our favorite 9-year-old Zadie Kruglov and why she loves the Story Pirates podcast.
They take kids' stories and they turn them into cool plays that are that you can only hear, so you get to visualize it.
All right, and you were inspired to write a story for them?
Yes.
And they performed your story?
Yes.
But first they didn't, and then you said, hey, wait a minute, guys. And how did you convince them to do it?
Well, I went on my dad's Twitter account, and they said, hey, if you still have the script, why can't you just do it all over again?
And how did it feel for you to hear your story on the podcast?
I felt awesome.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll feel awesome when you hear this one, too.
I probably will.
From kids' stories to the new king of Hollywood, or at least a prince, streaming giant Netflix. Now, the company invited the press to its Hollywood facility this week, where we really got the idea of just how giant Netflix has become. It now controls 8 of the 10 sound stages at the Sunset Bronson Studio, which was the very first studio built in Hollywood back in 1919 by the Warner Brothers. I took listeners on a little audio tour of the joint. Enter the lobby of the Netflix building, and the first thing you see are rows of Emmys for various shows, including House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, The Crown, and Making a Murder. There's also a big notice on the wall for Icarus, the documentary Netflix financed that just won the Oscar for Best Doc of the Year. There are rows of mini TV screens on a wall that are stacked atop each other, showing different Netflix shows and posters for Jessica Jones, the Marvel superhero series that's about to launch its second season. Take a left in the building and you'll pass a miniature statue of Eleven, the almost mute character from the sci-fi hit Stranger Things, who is clutching onto her favorite food, Eggo waffles. You know the corporate bosses at Netflix are really keen on Stranger Things. There's also a giant statue of a megaphone with the word Stay Woke on it. Stranger Things fans will understand the reference. A Netflix screening room is next, and continue down the hall and you'll pass conference rooms named after Netflix shows and stars like Orange is the New Black, Chelsea Handler, and BoJack Horseman. The Netflix star who is absolutely totally invisible at the studio would be one, Kevin Spacey, the disgraced former star of House of Cards, who was fired from the show for alleged sexual assault. Finally, comedian Gilbert Gottfried called us to talk up his podcast, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, which happens to be one of our favorites. On the show, Gottfried does not interview the usual movie or TV star with a new project to plug, but instead old-timers reminiscing about days gone by, and it's quite entertaining.
I was originally going to call this show the Before It's Too Late Show. But I thought again, it might be hard to get guests if you have to approach them and say, can you do my show? Because I think you'll be dead within a week. But then it took off. And it's kind of like, growing up, I remember there were these shows like Fantasy Island, Love Boat, Murder, She Wrote. And there'd be people on there who either you thought were dead or never knew in the first place, and they'd be there, and they, you know, and their white hair and lines in their face, and you go, hey, they're as good as they ever were.
So now there's the Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to this little weekend wrap-up of some of our favorite Talking Tech moments. Be sure to listen to Talking Tech every day on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to fine online radio. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thank you so much for listening.